Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Deepfakes, copycats, and stolen identity. That's what we're talking about today. I have here Katie Rubino, fantastic lawyer out of Boston. Hey, Katie, great to be with you.
Morning. Nice to see you.
Listen, I saw on Instagram yesterday. I'm going to share this quick image. But basically, there's this woman who, I guess her name is Jess, and Jessie Jean. A lot of followers, about 250,000. And she basically stopped us and said, legal professionals, I'd love to hear your take. And then what she does is she basically shares with us that somebody grabbed her real content, a few seconds of it, and then they basically cloned her voice, put her image, her voice on top of their ads, and now are running ads, essentially stole her name, image, likeness. And this is only the beginning. I mean, the comments are thousands. It's got 8,000 likes, and there's thousands of comments. And basically, she's asking, what do I do? So, Katie, do you think this is going to increase over time, this problem?
Oh, definitely. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg here, because as AI gets deployed, right, more ubiquitously across our systems, this is going to continue to happen more and
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely. I mean, I get calls on my phone all the time, and you get them too. And there's no one on the other line. And most of us just let it go to voicemail. But sometimes we pick up because we're like, oh, waiting for a delivery person at our house. And then we think, I don't know this. Maybe it's the delivery person. And then you speak, you're like, hello. And then no one's there. And that alone could easily be capturing the first 5 seconds of your voice. And I've heard that they then go after senior citizens. And, you know, my dad had this happen, believe it or not, where someone said, hey, this is your grandson, you know? And again, like, my dad's aware enough, but there's other people that are like, oh, really? Yeah. And then they start asking for money.
Right.
You know? And again, like, if you're older, you can get confused. And now all of a sudden you're wiring money, and it's all a scam.
Right, exactly. And it's, I think too, especially if you're elderly, or maybe you're not, you haven't been exposed to this before either. It's easy to fall victim to it as well. Oh, yeah.
I had someone this week, it was a new scam. They literally positioned the most amazing job offer to me. And it was $900,000 a year. And it was to be a IP consultant for a Fortune 500 company. And I mean, like, they literally positioned this. They had the CEO's picture. They had the CEO's email, but it was the name at Gmail. So let's say it was johnsmith@gmail.com, but their logo was the signature. I mean, everything was amazing. I might even try to find this. It was so good, Katie. It was so good. And so I responded a little bit dumb on purpose. And yeah. And I was like, oh, this sounds amazing. I don't want to leave my current job, but if you'd like a consulting gig, you know, and then I said, it would have to look like this, this, and this. What do you think? You know, and then I was like, here's how would they respond? And then they responded like, you've been moved to a finalist. And, you know, and then, and again, I then knew, but I flagged it on Gmail as phishing. And so then they stopped, but now I must be in a cycle where now I'm getting new CEOs sending me this, Katie.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's that kind of stuff is wild. And I feel like to the Gmail address, the weird email address, that's right. Like clue number one that something yes. isn't quite right here.
Yes, exactly. I so want to find this because it was so good. Remember a few episodes ago, we talked about the whole like trademark scam where people right. were saying, hey, Pam, you know, somebody in your area wanted to offer a trademark with this title. And it's obviously their business. And then it says, you know, but I knew you were a business. And so I went to you first. And then again, like if you're not trained for this, you could easily, you know, think this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, even I think there's so much of it where they scrape company websites, right? And they figure out, okay, who's the CEO, the CTO, the C-suite, and then they impersonate them with these spoofed emails. And if you don't pay attention, you think, oh my gosh, you know, the CEO is writing me to go buy gift cards or do something weird. And so it's very easy to fall victim to it because it looks so legitimate.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then what I did is I purposely went to the LinkedIn and I found the woman, you know, the like legit woman who's the CEO. And I said, hey, just so you know, somebody's impersonating you. And is this you? And the lady responded, I got her. I got her here. This is so good. So her name's Colleen. And basically she's like, oh my gosh, send it, you know, complain, do the flight. I got it, Katie. I got to show you this here.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. So forgive me if this is you, lady, watching, but here we go. Let me know if you see my screen. You see it?
Yes.
Confidential, high impact opportunity, IP strategy and innovation lead, 700K to 900K. And like, you see her picture,
right?
You see her LinkedIn, you see her website, you see her logo. You know, I want to follow up with you back. You know, we're on track. We may need to process other content. See, so now she knows that I'm not messing with her anymore, you know?
Right.
This was like the second email, but I'm just telling you, doesn't that look, again, if
it looks very legitimate. Yeah.
It's got all the links, it's got her. So then I responded to her and on LinkedIn and she's like, yeah, thanks for flagging me. But yeah, this is the problem, everybody, that we live in a world where trust is so low. Because of you don't know who you're talking to anymore. Anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about, and again, that was the second email. The first email was like everybody, it's like they studied me. Oh my gosh, I found it. Okay. You know me, Katie. So tell me if you think this job offer was like somebody spent a lot of time in chat. Just studying me. I actually probably they didn't spend a lot of time at all, but you know, thank you for your interest. Below is the position and, you know, seasoned intellectual property executive, architect strategy. I mean, does this look like, you know, it's so crazy. So
this is so crazy.
It is. And I want to play this woman's, little audio, just a few seconds, because I think at the end of the video, she kind of gives us a very state of the union here, sober message. I'll press play here.
Be taken, your voice can be cloned. And I'm just curious what the law is doing about this, what the platforms are doing about this. How do we protect our identity? Because like, this is my reputation. It's all of our reputation. You saw that ad. I'm curious. Will you drop it in the comments and let me know that you saw it? Anyways, share this, warn others, educate other people that this is happening. And what you see online cannot be trusted. I've had something.
So Katie, I posted in her comments, of course, instant IP. And so notice they cloned her content. Okay. So again, if you're not, one strategy is this. Let's talk about this, Katie. One strategy is I just won't post anything online. I won't be online. I won't. They almost win when you get to that point where you're so scared that you almost just try to like wipe yourself off of online. I don't think that's the solution, because a lot of our listeners have good content, views, perspectives, value. So I don't think opting out is a strategy. What do you think?
I agree with that. Cause I think it, you know, we don't want to get to a place of fear where we let the fear control us and we can't post anything online anymore because we're so fearful of it being copied and ripped off and everything. So I think I agree that I don't think that's really a strategy that will get you very far.
I won't say who, but I even have someone that I know that won't swipe a credit card because of credit card scams. And so again, like that's where they win, where you can't even purchase something because you're so scared of identity theft, which is IP theft as well. Your name, image, likeness does have value. I mean, that's first of all, the good news from this is people wouldn't try to copy and deep fake if you weren't valuable. You know, I mean, have you ever thought about that? So that's right out of the gate saying every single person here has value, because otherwise people wouldn't try to copy you. The fact that they're trying to copy you, though, you just said is not successful to just opt out. So that now we need to talk about what opting in looks like. So what I heard Peter Diamandis say, Katie, I don't know if you think this is good, but the people that you trust, you almost have a secret code.
Right.
So like there's a secret question that you just say, like a word, if things sound fishy and you're like, you know, hey, what's our secret word? And then if they're like, well, you know what it is. And you're like, no, what is it? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in that way too, then you know that there's authenticity there and that it really is what you mean it to be too.
Right. So there's that one. But here's the thing. You know, you've been amazing at helping me with patents. I use Wigan and Dana for my patents. But in some of our patents, we have the fact that Instant IP is an authenticator. So you can almost then, you know, when you put content out there, we now have this page, and I'll show you this, Katie. It's called instantip.today/speaker. And I'll show you this page here. We'll make a big announcement soon on this. But the speaker page basically is a video, and then it says, here's the image. You can see this?
Right.
And then it says, look, it happened to me. Somebody stole my speech. And there is the article. By the way, LinkedIn removed this. I think the dude complained. So I had to like find a way how to resurrect it, which I did. But he apologizes, which is great. But the point is this. Now when you go speak, everybody's pushing these Plaud devices and recording devices and Meta glasses now. So like, anytime you're out in public, you could be being recorded. We've talked about that before. So like, why not throw your thing on Instant IP before you go give a speech, just so you can put that fence around your talk?
Right. When I think you got it right here too, Carrie, where when this happened to you, the first step you did was to screenshot it, right? Yeah. Because if you do start to call them out and tell them, hey, you can't do that, they might take it down, but they might repost it later. And so, you know, this isn't legal advice, but I'd say step number one should be definitely document what's happening, because you want to have some evidence in case it needs to get litigated later on that, hey, this really happened. Here's the proof of it all.
Absolutely. That is so key. We started this chat today offline, Katie, by talking about somebody who is in another country that I hired to do some work, and they're not fulfilling their commitment. And that's absolutely what I did. I took screenshots of our entire conversation, because what LinkedIn can do now is with one click, you can click delete conversation. And now that whole documentation of that person's, agreement with you is gone. And so right. I think that's really good strategy. Strategy number one, get a code word for deep fake. Strategy number two, screenshot an infringement immediately. And number three, before you go and speak publicly, protect your speech on Instant IP. And part of the reason why you do that, Katie, is because, again, that immutable timestamp, then if somebody comes out later with a illustration of a copycat, you go speak, they 2 days later, they come out with their big announcement that they just recorded on AI, you now have a timestamp. Hey, that was my slide deck. And, now you can at least have some legal paperwork of the infringement.
That's right. When I'd say the other thing is to report it, right? If you report the deepfake to the site and you have documented evidence showing this is a fake, they'll remove it and take it down. And so
that's awesome.
That's an important step too, because you don't want them to be able to keep posting more things using your image and your likeness.
I like that a lot. You got me thinking now. This is so good, Katie. You just got me thinking here. All right. you remember a few months back, I was telling you about how I was watching all that History Channel
right.
stuff when I was cycling inside. Well, you got me thinking here. You can see my screen?
Yes.
Atari's Pong was largely based on a stolen concept. Nolan Bushnell, Atari's founder, saw a table tennis game on the Magnavox Odyssey console created by Ralph Baer. Okay. Do you know why he got paid? Because, get this, I'm not even kidding. The guy went to the guest book where this was being displayed, and he signed in his name. Because again, they were displaying this at a trade show. See it right here?
Yeah.
So it's a secret trade show. The guy walked in without a pass, lied, but signed his name in. And so then when it went to later court, they're like, here's the time stamp, a date when you visited the trade show. You totally copied it. So again, like, timing is so important in IP.
It is. And, there's ways to track almost everything, right? Your digital footprint is out right. there. So I think, too, that's why it's so important to protect yourself, because this is going to happen to everybody. This is just the beginning of it. And we're going to see this continue to happen more and more frequently too.
I agree. So folks, we gave you some best practices. We feel bad for this young lady, Jessie Jean. We're glad she's making the public aware of this 7 days ago that it's happening. But I would just tell you, if you're a content creator, you have to, prior to promoting your IP, I'm going to show our flywheel here. The flywheel, I think, is a really good concept. We call this the IP flywheel. It's basically when you're publishing your work, protect it. Because by protecting it first, then you promote it, then profit, it gives you the confidence. You can bet Jesse Jean is super not confident right now, right? I mean, last time she went live, somebody stole her, somebody's running ads. Now, before she films her next video and goes live, she's going to worry, like, is this going to happen again? It's almost like when you get your house robbed, you feel like, well, should I ever leave my house again? Because last time I left, a thief came in.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So feel free to leave your house, feel free to create, but make sure you got locks, security cameras, dogs. And instant IP is that easy, fast way. And then you can move on to copyrights for works of art, trademarks for branding, patents for unique processes. And Katie, as we land the plane today, instantip.today/Boston, RIP Mastermind, coming up May 20th.
That's right.
Few spots left. I know this will come up in the room. We got some great people already coming, but I know some people are going to ask, I got this unique process. What's my patent strategy? And so you're going to be sharing so many good things about that. Anything unique in the USPTO these days? Any new exciting cases or outcomes? I know AI can't own a patent yet.
Right. Yeah. So,
any new things coming?
No, I think we're all watching that carefully, and we're watching how the AI patents are getting allowed at the USPTO, because there's been a big shift in those sorts of things being patentable. So it's something I think we're all watching very closely here.
Yeah. And what's, I mean, I know there's a phrase out there, maybe we'll have a whole episode on this, but it's almost like what I've read is something about like input versus output really matters with patents and AI and stuff. And it's like, you know, there's almost becoming this line that what you put in and what you put out, maybe we'll have an episode on that coming up, because I want to do a little bit of research on that. You know, because AI is putting out so much stuff, and you don't know, like, if it's trained on all of our stuff that was stolen, is it truly unique? I mean, that's another
right
too.
Yes, exactly. And I'd say there's a lot of novelty in these inventions where the training data, right, has these unique inputs to your model that produce these unique outputs, and kind of how that comes together is very, what can create some patentable opportunities there.
Interesting. Okay. Stay tuned, folks. Hope to see you in Boston. Thanks for being here today, Katie.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.